This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Ready?
All right, Susie Steiger joining us here. Excited to have her, the owner of Travel at RMP Travel Inc. from Atlantic Beach, New York. Please welcome Susie to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Pleasure to have you, to see you, a local New Yorker. Where exactly are you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
Yay. Oh my gosh. I used to be in Whitestone.
Really? Pretty
Yes.
close. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was born on the Grand Concourse.
Oh my goodness. What?
True.
That's amazing.
At a hospital that is no longer, but
my uncle was born there. That's right. They had to demolish it because of the construction for the Cross Bronx or for something, I think, right?
Yeah, this was a women's hospital, but it was
Yes, the women's
many, many years
hospital.
ago.
Oh my goodness. I don't believe many, many years ago, but oh my goodness. Thank you so much. Well, pleasure to have you here. Excited to talk about this because you say you have 45 years of experience, but you don't even look that age. So I'm assuming you did this in a past life.
Well, it comes sort of naturally, and that's very possible. I
Good.
think I'm an old soul. So
Oh.
it's very possible. But my education was really in psychology to start
Oh.
with.
Well, you know what? I really want to get your background before we start. Tell me a little bit about your background, your life, and yeah, how we got here. But definitely tell me what inspired you as a child to get into that field.
Well, it wasn't by choice at first, but sorry, my earbuds. I was inspired to get involved in psychology. I don't know, probably because we all needed therapists in my family. I'm not really sure.
Yep.
But, you know, it was one of those things. It was my area of interest. People is my area of interest. So, you know, it just was a natural segue for me. But I did it for 5 years after I got out of college. I actually went to college in Michigan. When I was 10, my father was transferred to Michigan. So most of my education was there.
Oh my goodness.
And my parents moved back to New York during my first year of college, so sort of left me out there, but that was a very healthy thing for me, actually. But it was a great time to go to school. I went to Oakland University, and it was started as the Harvard of the Midwest. It didn't turn into that, but it was a very unique school. We sat on pillows and discussed philosophy, and I felt like I had the education of a lifetime. It was wonderful. So I left there. And I was able to get a job in as a therapist immediately after, which was wonderful, and I loved it. The economy in Michigan, all of it. I was counseling heroin addicts that were living in a
Wow.
residential facility, and it was heavy duty.
Oh.
And I still loved the work, but it was intense. And then I decided I needed to leave Michigan, and I came back to New York. And therapist jobs were not available as much as I wanted them to be. And my brother was a tour guide for a company called New York Group Tours.
Okay.
And they were looking for somebody to train and to teach the business to. And for me, it was the greatest thing in the world because I was coming back as an adult and I didn't really
Wow.
know New York City, and I had
Yeah.
groups coming in and I got to experience all the finest things in New York as part of my job. And I loved doing what I was doing. And then
Wow.
I had a couple of years at Sheraton. I left there. And then the owner of RMP Travel came to me and said, "I'm retiring and I want you to buy the business with my daughter because she's 10 years younger than you."
Oh my gosh.
And that was a huge decision for me. You know, I had a secure position with Sheraton. So I discussed it with my family,
Yeah.
and I got a lot of resistance. And they said, "You can't do that. You have to work for a substantial business. And so I went down to Key West for 3 weeks and thought about it and decided to do it. It's only grown. It's only become more and more my passion. I'm still totally inspired by it. I love it.
Wow. Okay, I gotta, being in the field and all, I have to ask, about traveling. How many places have you traveled? How many countries?
I've traveled to several countries, and some of them, doing road shows in different cities. Germany, I've been to many times in many cities. It's opened up my whole world. The thing I love about travel is that everybody, it makes the world smaller. You develop relationships with people in different countries, and you really develop relationships. You develop friendships, you develop all kinds of things that you never would do if you were just a therapist in a specific company.
Oh my God.
So for me, it's a very rich way to work. And I don't know if I'll ever retire. Hopefully that day comes sometime. But I love it. I really
Oh,
love it.
well, do you want to talk about, you say, sky is the limit, some of the destinations, some of the services you provide specifically? There's a lot to you.
Well, one of the things I want to explain is even though I have traveled, most of my travel has been for trade shows or finding clients. My business is actually to bring them into the United States and create different kinds of programs here. So I don't really do much outbound, a little bit, Canada, and I do Aruba because I love Aruba. And I know
Me
that the
too. Where
service.
do you love to stay, by the way? Just curious. I took my kids there 2 years ago.
Divi Phoenix, I have timeshare there.
Oh my goodness. Oh my, my family has timeshare over at the, oh my God, my next door neighbor's family, the Playa Linda.
Playa Linda,
I take my kids to the Marriott Surf Club. That's where I've been because I have a timeshare. So, oh my gosh. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So we create different times have created different kinds of programs, but we were strictly domestic for a number of years when I first purchased the company, and we were primarily putting groups into theater and restaurants and hotels. And I wanted to do more. I wanted to do a lot more. And I decided in 1995 that I wanted to bring this to be an international company. I wanted to develop that. And I wanted to learn about other people, and I wanted to open it up so that we could do a different kind of business. So the business that we started to do was corporate incentive. So we worked with corporations in different countries, and we put together programs where their sales staff would come in, and we would do a whole itinerary for them while they were attending meetings and everything from soup to nuts, the hotel, sightseeing, transportation, gala dinners, all kinds of wonderful things. And it's a lot of detail, it's a lot of pressure. You want to make sure it comes off perfectly. But I think the other thing that we can speak strongly about is our service. We're on call 24/7 when our clients come into town, and we want to know if there's any kind of problem immediately so that we can fix it on the spot and our clients aren't going home unhappy. So that's part of our claim to fame.
Oh my goodness. And what about Broadway services too? What's that?
We've been a theater party agent for all of these years, so we put groups into group theater. We do a lot of behind the scenes kinds of things. We have actors come and perform for clients when they're having a dinner, telling their life story. Everything is an experience. It's not just seeing the Broadway show. It's maybe meeting the cast afterwards. It's lots of stuff that you can really make it a personal experience and memorable.
Wow. And this is all exciting. It's amazing because you customize everything and you just said 24/7 type of service. I mean, reading some of the reviews online, someone here, let me see, was saying from CSL Events in Ireland, perfect execution of a versatile itinerary, compromise of many varied elements of excitement from hotels to special dining venues, entertainment, team building events, and unusual cultural immersement. It was a great bonding experience for all participants involved. Do you recall what event that was in particular?
First of all, this is a long-term client. We
Okay.
met doing World Cup together in 1994, and they have the most interesting clients. This was a group of owners of gas stations throughout Ireland, and they all have their gas stations are like convenience stores as well. And they came in and they were so much fun. They had dinner at the Russian Tea Room. At the end of the dinner, they took the table, they turned it over and used it as a dance floor. And each of them had to perform a song for
Wow.
everyone else in the group. And they were fun. You know, they were a lot of fun. And we had some real bonding experiences. So now we're planning a trip for this client for in Nashville
Oh my
coming up next year.
goodness.
So it's great.
Oh, wow. These are exciting. Could you give us some other examples of some of these events you do? I mean, this is amazing. I wish I
Thank
could work
you.
with you. No, this is good. This is good stuff. Yeah. And you sent me over your notes, but unfortunately it was a hard time reading them because it was so far away and I zoomed in the best I can. So I'm going to ask you, what did you want to talk about for today? Because I can't really see everything on our list, if you don't mind.
Well, we do so many different things. So I just want to mention that my website is rmptravelinc.com. And there are many examples of many sample itineraries on there. We've done architectural groups. We had a group come in last year from Denmark, and we put a whole itinerary together of them going to different kind of design places and meeting with architects and having their own personal
Wow.
meetings and having somebody come in and talk to them. We have a school group in town right now, and they just performed on the Intrepid. They have a choral group, a band group, and a orchestra, and they're running around the city enjoying theater and all kinds of things. And they have a packed full itinerary, and it's an exciting thing. So we really do all kinds of groups. We do everything from students to corporate incentive to cultural leisure to pharmaceutical business. Pharmaceutical doctors come in for meetings and we plan their whole itinerary and their transportation. So we have a wide variety of clients from a wide variety of destinations
Oh my goodness, pretty amazing.
and domestic ones as well.
Oh.
The school group is domestic.
Yeah.
Since COVID, which was a really rough time for our business. Nobody was traveling. We had to sort of reinvent ourselves, and we did a lot of things to market ourselves during that time. And we really figured out somehow, I think sort of accidentally, that the luxury sector of the business was an interesting part of the business. It's more family and couples and small leisure groups, but luxury leisure. So these are people that have money and they wanted to travel, and we've hosted some really nice things. We had a really nice package for a family over Christmas last year, a family of five from France. We did everything special we could imagine for them in the city. They loved it. They had a great time. So there's a wide variety of the kinds of things that we're able to do. And I go to the International Luxury Show in Cannes every December, and that's where I meet these clients. And I feel sort of excited because my name is getting passed around from client to client, and it's gone from Europe to, you know, domestically as well, and it's an exciting new market for us to embark on.
All right, and I have to also ask you about I saw that you have like Discover Long Island packages too, New York. I mean, these great itinerary ideas. I was peeking around before because I live out in Holtsville, and I saw you had something like a tour type thing for the Hamptons, for Stony
Right,
Brook.
right. We do all of that. We do a lot with New York State. New York State has such rich wonders. People know New York City, but they don't know the Hamptons, the beaches, or the wineries, or the waterfalls, or Niagara Falls. You know, they always picture it just as a city, and it's really so much more. So it's exciting. But you know, the essence of when we put something together, besides it just being a concept or an idea, we really delve into who the client is. We really try to figure out who they are, what they want, what appeals to them. And we custom design every package that we put together. We really,
Amazing.
it's more work than if you just have, set packages, but it's interesting because it really gives them what they want. And it just helps us discover more and more all the time.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is fascinating. I'm loving the work you're doing, and I can imagine all the connections you have worldwide. This is fascinating. I want to take my kids. I want to learn more about Setauket. I didn't know so much about Setauket. I just pulled it up on the website.
Yeah,
What
there's
a...
a whole history there.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And you mentioned Niagara Falls too?
Niagara Falls is wonderful. We do this package called Wine Water Wonders, and it leaves from New York and it goes up the Hudson Valley through Corning Museum of Glass. People can blow their own wine glass there and then take it with them to the wineries and sample the wine with their own glass. There's just such a richness of, Ithaca is an amazing culinary area, and there's the oh my God, I'm blanking out on the name of it, but the whole history of imaging came from that area. There's just such a richness up there, and Niagara Falls is beautiful, and Buffalo also is an incredible city. There's a lot of history there. It used to be a major industrial city that now is coming back. And they're known for their music, not just the Buffalo Bills, but
I know, right?
the but they have this the it, it's a col it's called the Colored Musicians Club there, which when I discovered it, I was so taken aback because this was, I don't know if you know the book, The Green Book,
No, I don't.
but at a certain time in our country,
Okay.
Black people were not allowed in certain restaurants and certain
Yep,
clubs.
a horrible
And so they would go
segregation.
on the circuit for entertaining, but they would come back to Buffalo and they would all hang out there and perform together. And it was their private club that they, I mean, greats like
God
Ella
bless.
Fitzgerald and all of these really famous people. So they just had a huge grant, so they're rebuilding the place, and we're incorporating that in our tours because I think it's so rich and so much for people to see.
Oh my goodness, amazing. All right. Well, what else did you want to share for today, being it's our first show and you have a lot going on?
I do. I don't know. I think that I'm excited about, what we can always do. We're living in a little difficult time in terms of travel because there's some alienation going on of different countries. And I'm trying to stay positive. And it's interesting. Some clients will still travel and some clients don't want to come here right now. So that's a tough thing. But we've had our ups and downs. I don't want to dwell on that, but that is, besides creating wonderful memories, there's a reality part to what we do too.
Sure is. Oh my goodness. And also on your website, I was looking around, and what is the MICE? What is MICE all about?
MICE is another word for corporate incentive.
Ah,
It's an
thank you.
industry term.
I figured. Go ahead. What
Yeah.
is that? What does it mean?
It's incentive travel. That's really what it is.
Got
It
it.
it's corporate incentive travel. And it's just the MICE market.
Oh my
That's
goodness.
really what it refers to.
Wow.
Meetings and incentive travel.
Now, how many people work with you? Is this just you, or do you have a team of people doing
No,
all
I
this
have
work?
a staff. I have a staff, but
Okay.
we're small at the moment because,
Okay.
COVID really, we had to let some people go. So I have a New York City office and I have my home office, and I'm looking to hire more people because we're growing and I want to do that. There was a time when we were a team of 15 people
Wow.
with a big office in the city, and I don't know that I would ever want to do that again. It's a lot. It's a lot to manage, and I think a lot gets lost, that you can't really keep your fingers on and control. So I think somewhere around five, 7 people is a good number.
Amazing.
But we're doing a lot right now with a handful.
Yeah, and then even I was reading, about your Broadway, you're a theater agent as well, right? Or what is
Theater
it?
party agent
There you
is
go.
something that you have a license with the state of New York.
Oh my gosh, never heard of
And
this. This is so unique. Tell me.
so we've done this for years. So what it allows us to do is get all the information, have easier access to purchase tickets, sometimes at a discounted rate. And we really can share this
Oh my
with,
goodness.
our clients. And as I said, there's all the other things you can do with theater. So, the Broadway shows are amazing. And actually, it's so nice because, we didn't have any Broadway shows during COVID, and now there's a multitude of them. So the theater business has returned, and it's one of the greatest offerings in New York City. It's very special, and it's a constant draw for people. So we love it for that.
Oh my gosh, my kid's never been to a Broadway show yet. They're 8 and 10. I mean, I hear about Disney's Lion King, and then I hear Wicked. But what's good for kids? Just curious. Do you have any idea?
Well, Disney shows are the best, of course. My daughter grew up with theater. She's been going to Broadway shows since she was 4.
Oh my goodness.
And, we are invited to the shows during previews because we get to screen them and we know what's appropriate for what clients. But she wanted to be an actress actually when she went to college. It was so much in her blood. She's changed that, but she's a drama therapist now.
Are you
So
serious? So that like
I am.
inspire your career inspired her career. Like, wow.
She doesn't want to work for me, but she does her own thing, and she's smart as a whip, and I'm glad she feels fulfilled with what she's doing.
Proud mama. Oh my goodness. I give you a lot of credit for doing all of this. What's the most challenging part of your job, would you say?
The most challenging part is sometimes the volume of work and being able to be all things to all clients. I had to learn a long time ago how to prioritize because nothing that we do is totally simple. And sometimes I end my day and I've got 15 more tours to put together.
Oh my goodness,
And, that's a little nerve-wracking. So
yeah, could be.
I've learned to say, this is the most I can do today. And I'll tackle it tomorrow and communicate with the clients, just saying, this is a really busy time for us. Please bear with us. And I didn't forget about you, and they give me dates when they're drop dead dates when they have to have it by. And we try to make that happen for them. But sometimes we get overloaded. We do.
Wow.
But it's okay.
But you clearly are inspired and love what you do. And wow. And who do you credit your success to? I know you've worked hard, but is there any mentors along the way that you credit, for getting you here?
I've had a lot of support in terms of being, I grew up knowing that I was going to be a professional person, and I knew I was capable. You mentioned old soul. Sometimes you just grow up with that knowledge about yourself, but it also takes time to get there. It doesn't just happen overnight. And my experience with psychology and then accidentally falling into the travel industry, sometimes you don't know when or how or why it's coming. But I think the thing that inspires me also is the friendships and the relationships that I am able to build. It's so interesting to me. It's so exciting to me. And we create things together. The creativity is the biggest thing for me because I don't have to do the same thing every day. I get to explore Nashville. I get to explore New York City. I get to explore many different places and learn about them. So it never gets boring. And even in New York City, it never gets boring. We know that because there's just so much. But I love that. I love to learn. I love to get creative with it. I think I think finding your passion and being able to be creative is the key to being able to work hard and spend your time doing it and not hate it. To not feel like it's a job, you know, feel like it's a passion, which I think is very special.
Sure is. Well, thank you so much for your time, for talking to us, and congratulations on all your success. And I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who could help use your services.
Yes, I would love to meet all of them.
And how can we
We're open.
contact you?
You can contact me at either operations with an S at rmptvl.com or Suzy.Steiger, Suzi dot Steiger at rmptvl.com. And you can go on my website at www.rmptravelinc.com and fill out a request form, and we'll respond and see all the interesting things that we do.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. Pleasure having you here, getting to know you today, and best of luck. I hope we get to connect again. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Jill. Pleasure
You're
to meet you
welcome.
too.
Same here. Have a great day. Enjoy the nice weather. Little, beautiful. It's
Yes, it's
getting so much
beautiful.
nicer out here in New York, right? Yeah, we
Yes.
are. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Have a great day. Bye
You
bye.
too.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers.
Day-to-day simple tasks can become pretty daunting.
I have to carry my chair up 2 flights of steps or have somebody do it for me.
What scares me the most is just the falling.
When I'm struggling with my house, I think, to have that one great barrier just knocked down, I mean, it's crucial.
Home for Our Troops is a wonderful nonprofit that builds a
mortgage-free, fully adaptive, handicap-accessible house.
And there's no catch.
It'll be our very first home that we've ever owned.
This is a game changer.
This is where your life begins again.
We need you to join us in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Because of you, everything's going to be okay.